Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we are stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Charlotte Hornets and the Boston Celtics. The Hornets come into this one with a record of 6-14 against the Celtics' 15-4 mark. Charlotte on a 2-game winning streak, but just 3-7 in their last 10. Boston, meanwhile, 9-1 over their last 10 on a 3-game streak. Looking at the numbers for both teams, Charlotte enters the game at 109.4 scoring average, which is 24th in the NBA. Giving up an average of 114.2 per game, so a deficit of about 5 points. Turnovers, Charlotte 15, Celtics 13. Celtics, meanwhile, 119.8. Best in the NBA scoring output, 112.9. Team defense allowed, so that's a 7-point gap. Going back to some of the other statistics, 2-point field goal percentage, a 4-point advantage for the Celtics, 4.4, in fact, 48.8 to 44.4 for Charlotte. Three-pointers are 39.7 Celtics, 31.7 for Charlotte. So another big advantage. Free throw percentage, Celtics 84.3. Charlotte just 72.9, which is very low in the NBA. 33.6 bench scoring is the one area where the Hornets have a slight advantage over the Celtics, 32.4. Boston at home is playing the second game of a back-to-back in this one. As far as injuries are concerned, Charlotte without LaMelo Ball with an ankle injury and Gordon Hayward with a shoulder. Boston will be without Robert Williams. My pick for this one, easy. Celtics, better team. The numbers bear it out. It's clear. They're the best team in the Eastern Conference, maybe the best team in the NBA. And Charlotte, well, they're not. So there you have it. That's our on-court look at the Hornets and Celtics. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting angles for this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview of the Charlotte Hornets at Boston Celtics. Game sitting at Boston, a 10.5-point favorite, opening at 11.5 last night. We've seen some action all the way down to 10, bouncing back to 11. Total at 226.5, a lot of action to the over. This game opened at 219.5 this morning, all the way up to 226.5. ATS breakdown for each of these teams. The Hornets, they're 9-9-2 overall, 6-4-1 ATS on the road, and 3-7 in their last 10 games. Celtics have been a good team if you've been riding them. 12-8 ATS overall, but 7-3 at home in 8 of their last 10 games they have covered. As for the totals, Hornets 9-10-1 to the over on the season. Celtics 11-8-1 to the over. Last time on the floor, the Hornets was Friday, a victory over Minnesota. The Celtics playing in a back-to-back against Washington, so a little bit more rest for the Hornets in this scenario. As for the matchup trends, it's been the Boston show, 19-6-1 ATS in the last 26 games, 8-2-1 for the Celtics in their last 11 games played in Boston. As for the team trends, the Hornets, they're on a little bit of a run, 3-0-1 in their last 4 ATS. They've gone over 6 straight games on the road when they've played teams with home winning percentages over 600. As for the Celtics, an overtrend as well here, 8 straight at home taking on teams with losing records, and the Celtics 4-0 ATS run after scoring 125 or more points in a game. As for the injury situation, look no further than Jason Tatum, questionable with the ankle. He did miss yesterday's game, but Boston definitely one of those deep teams in the NBA. I want to play the Hornets in this spot. I like getting the points, keeping an eye on the Jason Tatum news. May wait till the afternoon before it becomes official, but the Hornets getting double-digit points seems like a play for me, so I'm playing the Hornets. I do have a lean over with the trends. Boston, the top offense. Charlotte, middle of the road on the defensive side. But with that movement, it'll just remain a lean. Could have got more value on the over getting into this one early. But play on the Hornets in a lean to the over. You can get more NBA previews as we stack the NBA each and every day. We're on the Sports Betting Stack, where you can find NFL, NBA, and top college matchups. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our betting preview of the Charlotte Hornets and Boston Celtics.